Where the green grass grows. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
For the last 18 years, we've had 100% job placement for our students. So it's very encouraging that students, if they want a job, and the more willing they are to move, the better and the more jobs there are for them.
Dr. John Sorokin helps lead the Turfgrass Management Program for the Plant Sciences Department at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. The program is on UT's Ag campus and has been successful for many years now.
So the majority of our students that come through our program want to be golf course superintendents. I'd say 70% want to manage golf courses. You know, your outdoor office, you're working agronomics, growing the grass, preparing them for the game, budgeting. You have, you know, maybe a month, $1.2 million budget. You got a crew of Hispanic, maybe labor, so you got to learn cultures and different cultures of where your migrant labor may be coming from to dealing with members.
Also a popular career option for many of Dr. Sorokin's students is
sports turf, and go work in Major League Baseball, NFL, or universities, city parks and rec, to kids that want to have their own, you know, professional lawn care companies, to other people that want to be in sales. So they go work for Bayer, BASF, the Scotts Company, Toro, John Deere. So there's all sorts of different industries and careers in turf grass.
What many don't realize about this industry is how fundamentally it is a part of agriculture. And just like many of us involved in ag during the COVID-19 pandemic, these workers were in fact deemed essential.
It's urban agriculture and rural agriculture. If you're in sod production, you know, we're growing plants, and maybe we're not feeding at it, but you know, we're growing grass, and it's green and actively growing, and it's an environmental benefit. No one would think that, you know, turf grass is a $5.8 billion economic impact for the state of Tennessee. There's a lot of jobs, 46,000 jobs.
Well, we try to be as unbiased as possible on this radio program, but as the wife of a graduate of Dr. Sorokin's program, I have to say I'm proud to tell you more about it today and grateful for what the program did for my husband, Jackson. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.